Merlin nodded slowly.
Nature, he said in a raspy voice.
That's right, said Annie. And we brought you this, too.
She pulled out the angel picture Leonardo da Vinci had drawn. She held it up to show Merlin.
This is an angel drawn by a great genius named Leonardo da Vinci, said Annie.
Merlin opened his eyes and peered at the drawing.
Isn't she beautiful? Said Annie. The secret of Leonardo's happiness was that he had great curiosity about everything. Angels, art, noses, feathers, flowers, flying. Every day he felt happy when he learned something new.
Merlin nodded as he stared at the angel sketch.
Curiosity, he breathed.
Yes, and here's the third secret, said Annie.
She reached into Jack's pack and pulled out the nautilus shell they'd been given on their trip to the deep ocean.
A sea creature once lived inside this shell, said Annie. We learned from an ocean scientist that a secret of happiness is having compassion for all living things, from a tiny shell creature to a giant octopus.
Merlin took the shell from Annie. He cupped his hands around it and closed his eyes. His face softened.
Compassion, he said,
but still he didn't smile. Jack sighed. Maybe Merlin isn't going to get better, he thought.
Give him Penny now, Jack, whispered Annie.
Jack stepped out from the shadows.
Merlin, he said, we don't actually know what the fourth secret of happiness is, but we want to give you something else.
Merlin looked at Jack. Jack held up the tiny penguin.
Her name is Penny, he said.
Merlin just stared at Penny. He looked confused.
She's an orphan, said Jack. Her parents were lost in a terrible storm.
Merlin frowned.
She is very small, he said hoarsely.
Yes, and she wants to live with you, said Annie.
The emperor of the Cave of the Ancient Crown wants you to take care of her, said Jack. He says she is very brave and full of joy.
Jack set Penny on the floor. Standing alone, the penguin looked tiny and fragile.
Go to Merlin, Jack urged Penny.
Penny waddled across the floor to Merlin. Her little body rocked stiffly from side to side as she held out her wings to keep her balance. Penny stopped in front of Merlin. The little penguin and the old magician stared at each other for a moment. Merlin's expression didn't change.
Peep, said Penny. Peep, peep.
Merlin's face twitched. Then he began to laugh. At first, his laughter seemed more like coughing than laughing, as if he hadn't laughed in a long time. But then his laughter grew louder. He stood up and scooped the baby penguin into his arms. Merlin hugged Penny to his chest, pressing her against his long white beard. His face settled into a warm smile.
It is your destiny to care for her, Merlin, said Morgan. The emperor of the Cave of the Ancient Crown has sent her to you. He is very wise.
Merlin nodded. Then, cradling Penny in his arms, he walked to the doorway of the cottage and looked out.
The air smells like ripe apples and wood smoke today, he said.
Yes, my old friend, it does, said Morgan.
She wiped tears from her eyes. Merlin turned back and looked at Jack and Annie.
Thank you for bringing. What did you say her name was?
Penny,
said Annie.
Ah, yes, Penny, to me, said Merlin. And thank you for your other gifts as well. I will never forget the secrets you have shared with me.
You're welcome, said Jack and Annie.
Peep.
Yes, yes,
Merlin murmured to the baby penguin.
You will stay with me, and we will have a happy time together. Let us go into the orchard, and I will show you the rising moon.
Merlin put Penny down on the ground. The baby penguin took tiny, quick steps alongside the magician as they walked into the orchard. The two strolled together between the trees, and a round moon rose over the kingdom of Camelot.